For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
And Anthony, once again, you went down to the Big Apple and you come back with some great stories. There's something interesting called First Daughter Suite.
Have you heard about this?
A suite of music? Well, what is a suite?
It's a chamber musical. It's four vignettes put together, each of them about presidential daughters. It's really about four mothers, but their relationships with daughters. By Michael John Lecuza, who's from Western New York. He's from Westfield, all of the Lecuza brothers, Matthew, who runs American Repertory Theater of Western New York, and Thomas, who is an actor.
Well, do we get eight actors or actresses, or do they take multiple roles?
They take multiple roles, and it is both wickedly, irreverently funny. Things like Amy Carter having a boat ride adventure where it's a dream in which she appears with her mother and her idol, who is Susan Ford, and Susan Ford's far more fun mother, Betty Ford, who is drinking Billy beer and dancing, dancing. As they decide that they're going to cruise out to rescue the American hostages in Iran, which turns out to be a very poor idea. And it ultimately comes back to how people who live in the White House are not able to live normal lives. Mm. It has Alison Fraser as Betty Ford in this sequence. We also see Alison as Nancy Reagan. Mm. It's Nancy Reagan and her daughter, Patty Davis, poolside at Betsy Bloomingdale's home. And the issue is Patty going to be invited to Thanksgiving, as Nancy just implacable, betraying no emotion as Patty is working her every nerve and the percussion of this, you know, full orchestra. It's sort of like Tudor execution music. Ba-rum-bum. Each time Patty gets closer, but Nancy betrays nothing. Wonderful. And just gloriously showcases the formidable talent of Michael John Lecuza. And that's down at the Public.
And you saw another musical, but much more pop-centered, On Your Feet.
Irresistible On Your Feet. This is the biography, musical career of Gloria and Emilio Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine. It takes a lot to get me up on my feet salsa dancing, but this musical successfully does it. It's both cheesy and overly sentimental, and I just couldn't get enough of it. I loved it.
So you were delighted by that, but then I gather you were rather miserable seeing an adaptation of Stephen King's Misery.
Go ahead and telegraph my opinion. Let's say it's mixed. It does have Laurie Metcalf, who is just sublime. And she's one of the great stage actresses working today. She's one of the original Steppenwolf Theater Company members.
Now, most of us know her as Roseanne's sister.
Slumming. I shouldn't really say that. That was wonderful television. I thought she was great on that show.
But she's a real bona fide Broadway actress.
She's like Meryl Streep. Yes, she's a great actress.
Laurie Metcalf. Okay.
Laurie Metcalf. She is indeed.
And there she is with
an actor I'd never heard of before, Bruce Willis.
I understand he didn't have his lines down.
No, and of course I'm being disingenuous. He's a TV and movie star. I realized watching the performance that he was stumbling on lines, and then I learned subsequently he has an earpiece. He's being fed his lines electronically, which does not earn him the admiration of the Broadway community. He also had very little affect. He plays a novelist who's wrote a series of novels. And as the play begins, he's been in a serious automobile accident but has been rescued and taken to a remote Colorado farmhouse by this woman who claims to be his greatest fan. What we don't yet know is that she's absolutely nutso, and she is keeping him captive. And when she finds out that his new novel kills off her character, she's going to torture him until he rewrites the ending. And so there's supposed to be terror here, but he only ever seems mildly annoyed. let's call that a mixed review. Love her.
Well,
loved her.
Now, are you going to give us a review of your lunch at Sardi's with Marley Matlin, or is that just off the record?
Well, no. It was a luncheon. So though I was sitting with Kathleen Chalfant, Marley Matlin, who spoke eloquently about the Broadway revival of Spring Awakening, in which she stars, Marlo Thomas was there. Very exciting. Sheldon Harnick, one of the co-authors of Fiddler on the Roof, was there. Well, New York is like that. The Broadway community is very small, and it's not unlikely that look next to you, and if you know who they are, oh, look, there's Marsha Norman. You know, that kind of thing happens in Broadway.
And I want to give a big shout-out to our friends over at the New Phoenix Theater. They're putting on The Venerable Harvey.
One of the most adorable comedies ever written, all about the importance of valuing nonconformity. A wonderful, wonderful comedy by the great Mary Chase.
No relation.
I'm not telling.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.